Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joey Luperfido is playing today. He's been brought up. He's going to be playing where? In the outfield today. Isn't that right, Tyler Joe Espada, a.k.a. Dana Espada, said earlier?
Yeah, not where I wanted to see him make his debut, but whatever.
Well, he said it's where he's most comfortable, and the Astros wanted him there on his first day. Also reported from him that Chaz McCormick has some soreness in his hamstring, according to Espada, which will open the door for young Joey Lowe. He'll open the door for him in the outfield. So understand it there that he'll play in the outfield in place of McCormick today when the full lineup comes out. We'll pass that along, Clint. But I think it's good to see that he's in it. He said earlier on their flagship saying that we didn't bring him up here to sit. We brought him up here to play. They brought him up here to play and to play. And the thought is, okay, right now Chaz McCormick is maybe nursing something. They want to give him some days off. We'll see. Still, right, Tyler, still to this point, there has not been a move made, right, that they have to make.
Not yet.
To get him on the roster. As I said yesterday, the move I would make, and I hope they make, is to DFA Jose Abreu. But I know that's probably a long shot. It may be McCormick going to the IL. We'll see what it is, and we'll pass it along when it gets there. But when everybody is healthy, when Chaz is good, Dubon is good, everybody's healthy, what is the spot for this kid? Where should the spot be for him on the field and in the lineup?
First base. I don't care where he's comfortable. It is absolutely irrelevant at this point in time. Your outfield should be some combination of Yordan Alvarez, White Boy Chaz, and Dubon at this point in time. And you can sprinkle in if you want to keep playing your little carousel in center field. You can throw Jake Myers in there every now and then if you want to, if that makes you feel better, sleep better at night. A non-factor. Joey Luperfido needs to be your first baseman. Hell, I'd have him at first base today, with or without Chaz McCormick. You would have
put him in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, at some point in time, he needs to be at first base, yeah. And when that time comes, if he's going to be uncomfortable, hell, let's get uncomfortable. And to be honest with you, a lot of these guys, I mean, you need to get used to being uncomfortable, because you've dug a hole where your ass is going to be uncomfortable all year long. This floating around a bad division for several years and then getting your mind right and bearing down when it mattered the most, them days are over, man. You're going to be uncomfortable the rest of the way. Joe Espada, your ass is uncomfortable right now. I mean, when it's all said and done, for me, get Luperfido at first base as quick as you possibly can. You've got answers. You've got options in the outfield. So I'm here for that right there. I would have him there tonight. I understand it, though. I understand with White Boy Chaz issues or whatever, that you don't want to let that issue compound into playing Yordan more, or get playing Dubon more, getting him out of role or whatever. I get it. I'm cool. But at some point in time, his home has to be at first base.
Yeah, I mean, it, as they said, and I agree with it, he comes up here, he should get at the very least, a month of just everyday at-bats. Everyday play, everyday at-bats, in the lineup every day. And the place where he, and I think it would help if he had consistency. If he went in every day and went up there, he knew where he was going to play and where he's going to hit. To me,
oh,
if he knew, if he was saying, all right, you're going to play first and bat seventh. Every day you knew that coming in, that's some comfort. That would be some comfort.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Because I don't like the thought of, hey, you're going to play first this day. All right, man, you may play outfield this day. No, don't make him a utility. Have him first base, eighth, set whatever he's going
to
hit.
Every day leading up to a game, every day after a game, you are 100% committed to and focused on playing first base. As you said multiple times, and I know I minimize this, but the reality of it is playing in different parks all the time with different dimensions. You got a kid that's going to go out there, be in the big leagues for the first time. He's going to be worried about the dimensions of the field, which I know the dimensions of his home park. Right. Yeah.
He's not playing where Kyle Tucker plays. Fair, he's playing the hard spot.
Yeah. So you know, you're out there doing, oh, by the way, you're at first and this. Okay. Well, now I can focus on playing first base. I think that is making it's compounding the issue. It's making it, it'll make it more difficult. Now, he may be able to handle it. Some people might say he's a big leaguer. To hell with it. It doesn't matter. Go out there and do work. Okay. I mean, strip this thing down to, like you said, you're going to play first base. I want you for the foreseeable future to worry about digging balls, worrying about how you're going to play this or play that, feeding the pitcher on balls that are hit to your right, yada, 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 and hitting in this spot. I would rather him be very, very focused on that. But nonetheless, I understand that the white boy Chaz issue kind of puts a kink in things.
All right, you got some news here on the roster move finally?
Yes, we know the corresponding move now to bring up Lo Perfetto. It's going to be not expected, but the Astros, they're placing Gray Kessinger on the 10-day injured list with right shoulder discomfort. That's going to create an active roster spot for Joey Lo Perfetto. Joel Kunnel was DFA'd in a corresponding 40-man move. And also, last piece of information here from the Astros, Joey Lo Perfetto is going to wear number 10, which, of course, was last worn by Yuli Gurriel.
Solid. They know he's going to be here.
Well done.
That's a number they let him get, that he's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
But Jose Abreu is still up in the majors.
What is there anything? Gray, 10 days?
Yeah.
So what are they going to do when Gray comes back in 10 days?
It's a non-factor.
His shoulder might be discomforted for a while. You never know.
And they got to get 7-9 up out of here, man. Like, they could keep pushing this thing around. Like, I don't know who's going to be the next one that hits that 10-day IL to try to make room, but they're going to have to get 79 up out of here.
For those that don't know the numbers on the back of the jerseys, that would be Jose Abreu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.